Next, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents Crown Media Productions. Title, Meet Me at Christmas. We move over a forest in a mountainous landscape. A town sits in the mountain valley, covered in snow. A small bonfire burns outside the entrance to the Christmas fair. People walk through the street carrying wrapped gifts. A woman takes a photo of a little girl. A sign reads, Winter Festival Snowman Building Competition. A man blows a whistle. People compete to build snowmen. They roll balls of snow.
The only way we're gonna win this is if we stand out.
Okay. A young woman and man build a snowman together. The young man puts a pair of sunglasses on the snowman.
I don't know, it still needs something.
The young man runs and slips in the snow.
Mind if I borrow your hat? I'll give it right back.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Thanks.
Oh my God, that's perfect.
The young woman and man high-five. A Polaroid picture of the two with the snowman.
First place, not too shabby.
We make a good team.
Oh, no, you go.
Where to next?
How about the Ferris wheel?
Really? There might be a long line.
It looks pretty short. But if you don't want to, we don't have to. I think I saw a reindeer ring toss somewhere.
No, I would love to go on the Ferris wheel.
Okay.
Mom, it's the snowman competition winners.
Hey, thanks for your help today.
Our snowman wouldn't be complete without you.
Are you coming to the Christmas tree lighting tonight?
I, for one, am a huge fan of Christmas tree lightings.
But you have to bring an ornament.
The whole town decorates together. And legend has it that if you make a wish right when the tree lights up, it'll come true.
Last year, I wished for an astronaut Barbie, and I got her.
Okay, ladies, I'm sold.
Cool. See you guys tonight.
Bye.
The little girl and her mom walk towards the Ferris wheel. The young woman and man wave at them as they sit in the carriage. The Ferris wheel begins to turn. A man in a Santa hat opens the gate for the woman and man to get on the Ferris wheel.
Are you sure you're okay to do this? We could probably still get off.
No, this is great. I just have a small fear of heights.
Yeah, this is great.
The Ferris wheel turns.
See? Not that bad.
I can definitely think of worse ways to spend an evening. So about tonight, would you do me the honor of being my date?
I'd love to. Do you have the time? Actually, my mom is probably wondering where I am.
Almost 6.
Wow, I love that pocket watch.
Thanks. Belongs to my gramps. Some people might say it's out of style, but I think timeless things are cool.
Then you'll love tonight. The tree at Snowfall Lodge is the last light up before Christmas.
Then we're on for tonight?
Yeah, but I think you're forgetting something.
What's that?
We still don't know each other's names.
I suppose you're technically right, but we've only known each other for 6 hours. I don't usually give my name out until at least the 7th.
Oh, well, that's great, because I usually don't give mine out until at least the 8th. And I mean, I know it's the 90s, but I'm old school.
I obviously like old school.
They smile. The young woman bites her lip.
I look forward to officially meeting you tonight.
Well, then I'll see you at 7.
I'll be there waiting for you, ornament in hand.
The young woman walks away. The young man closes his eyes and smiles. Text, 28 years later.
Our florist lost our bouquet order, and now they can't get white peonies in time, and our wedding's tomorrow morning.
I'm so sorry. Just give me a moment.
A couple stands at the florist counter.
Not only do I not have a bouquet, I have no idea what we should do about my niece.
I think I need your help.
Eloise is the cutest flower girl imaginable.
But she also refuses to walk down the aisle. I don't know. Maybe I'll just go flowerless for our wedding.
What kind of wedding would it be without flowers?
This is Joan, our resident problem solver at Paige's Flowers.
My son is also getting married this week.
That's great. Congrats.
Oh, thanks. Congratulations to you two. Now, I know white peonies are beautiful, but they aren't really the best for a Christmas bouquet. But I've got a different idea. So,
How about we do red and white roses? We can arrange them with other things to really bring out the season. It is almost Christmas after all.
Joan makes a bouquet.
And a few skimmia, winter berries. What do you think?
Wow, I love it. Even more than my original vision.
Well, I'm so glad.
Seriously, you're a miracle worker.
Your son's lucky to have your help. Where is he getting married?
Oh, actually at the Snowfall Lodge. We're having like a friends and family small wedding.
Ah, up on the mountain. It's beautiful there.
Yeah, my husband and I met there.
What a gift for the two of you to see your son get married there.
Yeah, it will be. I'm gonna finish arranging this and then I can ring you up.
That'd be great. Allow me. Oh, what a festive arrangement. Beautiful work, Joan.
Thanks, Paige.
Joan literally just saved our wedding.
Well, that's why we love her.
Thanks again.
Sure. Oh, and use a stuffed animal for tomorrow, for your niece. If she's having trouble going down the aisle, have one of her parents hold her favorite stuffed animal at the altar, and you'll be sure to get her there.
I love it. Merry Christmas.
You too.
These will be ready this afternoon.
I don't know how you do it, girl.
That's very sweet.
It's about time you have another look at starting your own company.
It was a long time ago. When Morgan passed away, I just knew it would take too much time. It wouldn't be fair to Liam.
Joan, I don't know how we're going to get through the Christmas rush without you.
You're going to do just fine.
Do you need anything before you head out?
No, I'm all set. Thank you so much for loading me. The van is filled to the brim.
Well, it's not Santa's sleigh, but it's amazing how much you can fit in that thing. Okay, duty calls.
Okay.
The woman walks away.
How am I ever going to leave this place?
Nothing would make her happier than to see you branch out on your own.
Well, now's not the time, Vanessa. Speaking of which, I better get going. I missed that traffic. Gotta avoid that Christmas shopper's rush.
She walks away. We move across a snowy mountain forest. Snowfall Lodge sits in the mountain valley. Smoke rises from the chimneys. Joan drives up in a florist van. She gets out and looks around. She walks up to a tall pine tree decorated with ornaments. She smiles and holds an ornament of a festive house. A flashback to the same ornament hanging on the tree in the past. A young woman walks through a crowd of people and looks around. She stands in front of the tree.
Last call to hang ornaments. Get ready to make those wishes. The lighting is about to begin.
The young woman hangs a photo ornament of her and the young man with their snowman. Back in the present, Joan stands by the tree. A man stands behind her, holding a camera.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there. Guess I was taken in by this beautiful tree.
Okay, but, could you move? I'm trying to get a shot of that beautiful tree.
Oh, of course. You know, it is Christmas. A season of good cheer and love and being polite to strangers admiring trees.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me start over with that. Excuse me, madam. Could you please move so I can get a shot of this beautiful tree?
Better, but not great.
She moves to the side.
By the way, your lens cap is on.
I knew that.
Lens cap is still.
He takes off the lens cap. Joan walks into the lodge. A young man sits at a counter and drinks from a red mug. Joan smiles and walks towards him. He looks over his shoulder and smiles.
Mom.
Hi.
Perfect timing. How are you?
Oh, how are you?
Good, good.
There you go.
Ooh, hot chocolate upon arrival.
Oh, no marshmallows, just how you like it.
You're so sweet. Where's Katie?
I think she's looking for our wedding coordinator. Anyway, you're all set up. Beautiful suite upstairs, and got you the room with the best view.
Wow, what service.
Yeah. Mm.
They remove their scarves. They sit in a lounge decorated for Christmas.
Okay. You gave me the good news. What aren't you telling me?
What do you mean?
I know my son, and I know when you're nervous to tell me something. What did I always tell you growing up?
Moms can read minds.
Exactly.
She sips from a mug.
It's nothing. It's just I haven't made my job decision yet. I need to tell him.
I know it can be stressful to you.
He nods.
But it's a good problem to have. Like, how many kids graduate college, land an internship, and within a few months they have offers from the top two consulting firms in New York? But I get it. Your decisions don't just affect you now.
I don't know, Mom. What if I am? My gut is telling me something isn't right.
Then you need to listen to it.
All of a sudden, it's like everyone has all these expectations for you.
I wish I could tell you that gets better. You know, you try to please everyone, you end up pleasing no one, including yourself. You're about to start a whole new chapter in your life, honey. Own it, and whatever job you choose, you'll have my support.
Thanks, Mom. I need to hear that.
Yeah, of course. You're still my son, no matter what chapter you're in.
Right.
Is Katie okay?
Liam gets up.
Katie? You okay?
The wedding coordinator quit.
What?
What happened?
She apologized, but apparently got a last-minute celebrity elopement opportunity. She's on her way to Aspen as we speak.
Okay, look, it's gonna be fine. We've got 4 days till Christmas Eve. A lot of the big things are already handled.
Well, right, but the coordinator left a lot of small things not handled.
Okay, now last-minute details can really add up.
We'll just have to do it ourselves. Maybe we just need to scratch a few things.
No, it's your wedding day, Katie. We're not scratching anything.
Oh, sorry, Joan. This is my Uncle Beau.
Oh, yeah, we actually met.
Yeah. Hello again.
Hello. Why don't we get you some eggnog? Eggnog has a way of making everything better.
Eggnog sounds like a perfect idea.
He goes to a table and picks up a pitcher of eggnog.
Your parents are coming this afternoon, right?
Yeah, they should be taking off shortly.
Good. Well, between your parents and me, we'll get everything done.
Yeah, and I hope too.
Oh, thanks, but that won't be necessary.
Well, but if you think it's going to be easy with the three of you, just think how much we'll get done with the four of us.
Well, six of us.
We're not letting you guys do this alone. We'll split the list between all of us.
Yeah, well, in that case, we'll be fine. And we don't want to keep you from your photography. I hope you got that perfect shot of the tree, by the way.
I did, actually.
Thank you so much, Beau.
That was for you?
Yeah. Well, Beau offered to do the photography for the wedding. We had to get a shot of the special tree, right?
Liam said his dad always talked about that magical night he had with you at the tree lighting.
Yeah, magical's a good word.
Yeah, he said he fell in love with you before he even knew your name.
Mm. Yeah, it was made me feel like the luckiest girl in the world.
Oh. Katie reaches for her phone.
That's my parents. One sec.
She walks away with her phone.
So you photograph professionally, Beau?
I'm sorry, Mom. He's a very famous travel photographer. It's Beau Sullivan. Haven't you heard of him?
Joan looks at him.
You know, you do look familiar.
Really? I mean, I tend to stick behind the camera.
Yeah, honestly, I still can't believe you offered to shoot our wedding. Kind of feels like having Michelangelo offer to repaint your kitchen or something.
No, are you kidding me? Look, anything that makes Katie this happy is as good a project as the Sistine Chapel. Just saying.
It's very sweet of you, Beau. You know, you're right. If we all work together, it'll be a breeze.
Yep. Mom and Dad just called to say their flight is canceled.
What? Canceled? Not delayed?
Apparently, Vermont is getting a nor'easter. The earliest they expect to arrive is 3 days from now.
Boy.
I'm gonna need another eggnog.
Okay. Okay. It's gonna be okay. All right, what if me and you took one half of the list and Mom, you and Beau took the other half?
Sure.
Beau and me?
Yeah. Well, it's like you said.
Yeah, I think the word she used was a breeze.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Come on, it'll be fun. All right, which half of the list is ours, Katie?
Oh, that is half. It's a 2-page list.
Liam takes another list out of his pocket.
Okay, I mean, just so to confirm, nothing on here has been done yet?
Oh, sorry. I should have updated that. I already took care of the napkin rings. I picked them up in town on my way here, so you can cross that out.
Great.
Don't worry, Katie. We'll get it done.
Are you sure? If it's too much, we understand.
No, it's not too much.
Honestly, we're so grateful for you two.
So grateful. Liam, we should run to our fittings.
Okay.
Why don't we meet you guys for the cake tasting this afternoon?
Perfect.
That sounds great.
Liam and Katie walk away. Bo holds the list. He looks at Joan. She sighs. He holds it up towards her. Two columns of tasks are listed.
Yeah. We should... Yeah.
Yeah.
Coordinator sure left a lot to the last minute.
Yeah, more than I would have expected. But, you know, if we organize ourselves, we'll be fine.
Right. And, well, we already know we have the napkin rings covered.
Oh, and the second item on the list, I've got flowers in my car, and I'm arranging them on Thursday.
Okay, we're on a roll.
Yeah, you know, we can get a lot done in town, too, for the bakery.
Okay, so let's bring in your flowers, and then we'll hit the road.
Sounds good.
After you.
Bo holds the door for her. They walk out. Joan opens the back of the van. It's filled with red and white flowers.
Are we decorating for a Christmas visit with Santa or a wedding?
Just something against Christmas?
No, it's not that.
That's good, because this is nothing compared to the wreaths and trees that we're gonna need.
Look, I realize that the wedding is on Christmas Eve, but do they really want it to be this Christmassy?
Joan hands him a note.
You can never have too many wreaths and trees. I want it to feel like a Christmas winter wonderland.
Are you really surprised they fell in love at a Christmas party?
But I don't really do Christmas.
You don't do Christmas? Do you also not do fun?
No, look, it's just, I think no matter how much you decorate an event room, you can't compete with the season's natural beauty.
Well, you're right. You sure you don't have more of a love for Christmas than your wedding one?
I'm a full-fledged Grinch.
Okay, well, we have about 3 hours before we need to meet the kids.
Yeah, 4 days to coordinate the ultimate Christmas Eve wedding.
Mm-hmm. Well, come on, Ebenezer. Let's check it out inside. Unless you have a planned visit with the ghost of Christmas past.
Starting to wonder if that might be you.
Joan smiles and walks away. He follows her. Joan and Bo follow a concierge through the lodge.
The ceremony is scheduled to take place here in the Holly Room.
Ooh, I love the name.
We have Christmas events booked up in all our other event spaces throughout the week. However, this room is all yours to do as you wish until the big day. The Snowflake Room is reserved for the reception. However, it will be in use at all other times, a.k.a. this space is off limits until the morning of the reception. You'll have to do all your advance preparation work in the Holly Room.
Oh, yeah, that should be fine. It's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Wedding coordination can be extremely stressful. Should you require any assistance, I'm afraid I won't be much help. Last-minute wedding issues aren't really my thing.
You are a concierge, correct?
Yes, of course. Merry Christmas.
He walks away.
Isn't it perfect? I mean, just picture it with some garland and lights and plenty of poinsettia arrangements.
Yeah, are we decorating for a wedding or for production of the Nutcracker?
How many more of those lines do you have up your sleeve?
Got about 3 more ready to go.
A small bonfire burns outside the entrance to the Christmas fair.
So, how do you do it?
Do what?
You're so excited about Christmas. It's almost childlike.
Are you calling me childish?
Childlike, not childish. Mm-hmm.
They put wreaths in the van.
You know, I've loved Christmas since I was a little girl.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I always wanted to make the holidays extra special for Liam. My husband passed away right before Christmas when Liam was little.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, you know, I knew no matter what that I wanted Liam to feel that Christmas magic that I felt when I was little. Not like ones I spent at Snowfall Lodge growing up.
Wait. You used to come here?
Yeah, it was my family's Christmas tradition through college. And my husband and I used to bring Liam when he was little. Certainly, you must have felt some Christmas miracles growing up.
I'm not so sure I believe in Christmas miracles.
Maybe you're just not looking hard enough.
Maybe.
So why do they call you the Lone Wolf?
Who calls me the Lone Wolf?
Global Photography Magazine, apparently. I felt silly that I didn't know your name, so I did a little internet search.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I never read that article.
Why not? You don't like the headline? Bo Sullivan, Lone Wolf Photographer, continues to innovate.
I take photos. I don't write headlines.
Mm-hmm. So innovative that he forgets to take the lens cap off.
Come on. I was distracted. I guess they call me that because I do all my shoots on my own, you know, in far off places. I'm kind of a one-man band.
Oh. What?
No, it just seems a little lonely.
Not at all. Hmm. Look, I made a vow years ago that I was going to have a job where I'd travel the world and never have any 2 days be the same.
But you didn't want to do that with other people.
You know, if I had, I don't think I could have been as successful. I only rely on myself. Less goes wrong that way. And I've been able to live out the dream I had since college. It's actually paid off. I mean, how many people can say that?
Yeah, true. I guess when I think of some of my dreams, I just always wanted to share them with other people.
Yeah, well, I have not figured out a way to do that yet.
Where did you say you went to college?
Boston College. Go Eagles. Why, how about you?
Oh, Elmstead University. Go Beavers.
Yeah, this is it, right?
Yeah.
They walk into the Snowdrop Bakery.
I used to come here every year growing up. You know, they have this delicious gingerbread donut, but...
They only make it 1 week a year.
How do you know that?
I actually spent a Christmas here, too. Many, many years ago.
Maybe our paths crossed.
Yeah, yeah, there is something familiar. Sorry.
This probably work.
Yeah, I need to say this.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Merry Christmas. Please feel free to take a number, miss.
Oh, thank you.
Joan takes a tag with a number on it off a hook and stands in line. She has a flashback of a young woman standing in line with a number.
Number three? Number three, please?
Another young woman runs up to the counter.
A gingerbread donut, please.
It's your lucky day. Second to last one. We sold out fast today.
The young woman in line looks over at the last donut.
Number four? Number four, please.
The young man beside her holds the number four.
Number four, please.
She's number four.
No, I think I'm number five.
Pretty sure you're four. I'm five.
He hands her his number.
Better get that last donut.
Miss?
Hi. Could I get a gingerbread donut, please?
The woman takes out the last donut and hands it to her.
Thanks.
The young woman looks around for the young man. He takes pictures outside. The young woman walks up behind him.
My conscience won't let me eat this alone. And I won't sleep well tonight if you don't share it.
No, really. It's yours.
What about you?
Me? I'm okay. I have a bunch of stuff I need to do that I forgot about.
Well, maybe it can wait 1 minute.
She breaks the donut in half. He takes a piece. They both take a bite.
This really is unbelievable.
Yeah, the hype doesn't even do it justice.
You know the only thing that can make it better? What? It's a cup of hot chocolate. Can I grab you one?
Yes, please.
Marshmallows?
Three.
Three?
Well, any more and it's too sweet, and any less you'd wish you had more.
Oh, some hot chocolates. Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much. Well, I suppose I should let you get back to those big plans tonight.
Yeah, lots of big stuff on the agenda. Okay, I'm a terrible liar. I have zero plans.
Really?
I only said that so you wouldn't feel bad taking the donut. The truth is, I'm on vacation with my family and was just planning on exploring for the day.
No way. I'm in the exact same situation. Maybe it's fate.
Excuse me. Do you two want to be partners for the snowman building contest? Sure, we're in, right? What are your names?
They look at each other.
She's number four.
And he's number five.
Back in the present, Joan holds the number five in line.
Number five?
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Thank you. What would you like?
Two gingerbread donuts.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, the wedding's on Christmas Eve, so I could take an assignment as early as the 26th. What about New Year's? Somewhere new?
He talks on his phone outside.
Okay. All right, thanks. Yeah, let me know. See ya.
Joan holds a donut to her nose.
All right, these are too good to not get you one.
Thanks.
Oh, sure.
They look at each other.
You know, the kids are going to be here, like, any minute now.
He takes out a pocket watch.
That watch? You don't see those every day.
Yeah, it was my grandfather's. This is going to sound really strange.
It's you.
Katie and Liam walk in.
How are our favorite wedding coordinators?
Good. Look great.
Yeah, couldn't be better.
So, you two ready to try some cake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
let's go. Can't wait.
Joan follows them. Beau pauses. The group tries cake at the bakery.
No. This is definitely the one. What flavor is this? It literally tastes like Christmas.
Smooth white chocolate buttercream with just a hint of peppermint.
It's really delicious.
Thank you. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Makes you want to curl up by a crackling fire, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I almost forgot. It wouldn't be the perfect Christmas confection without a perfect Christmas wedding topper.
A white Christmas tree.
That represents the tree at the Snowfall Lodge.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
You going to tell her now? Tell me what?
Okay, well, we have a little surprise. After the reception, we're going to have all the guests attend the tree lighting. It's a way to honor the love story that you and Dad had.
I don't know what to say.
The way Dad used to describe love at first sight, I didn't think something like that was possible. Then I met Katie. I know exactly what he was talking about when he saw you at that tree.
Your love story is part of our story, Joan.
Oh, it's a really sweet gesture. I'm just so glad that the wedding guests will be able to take part in the town tradition.
That way they'll be able to hang ornaments.
And make wishes. Don't they all make wishes, all right?
It's really wonderful. Your dad would have loved it.
Liam smiles.
Isn't it a great idea, Uncle Beau?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Joe's love story so romantic?
Yeah, very romantic. I had no idea.
Yeah. Love at first sight is such a rare thing.
Katie and Liam look at each other.
That certainly is.
Beau and Joan glance at each other and smile. Christmas lights illuminate the outside of the lodge at night. Inside, Joan looks out the window. A tall pine tree outside is decorated with ornaments. Joan has a flashback. A young man taps the young Joan on the shoulder.
I was starting to think you weren't coming.
Oh. You were expecting me?
Sorry, no, I thought you were someone else.
No, I just noticed you're wearing Elmstead U hat. Yeah. I'm a sophomore there.
Oh, cool. I'm actually starting in the fall.
Well, my friends and I are just over here if you want to join us.
I'm actually kind of waiting for someone. But I don't know if he's still coming.
Well, you're welcome to wait with us.
Thanks. I'm Joan, by the way.
I'm Morgan.
They smile at each other. Joan joins them.
Hey.
Back in the present, Joan stares out the window.
Joan? You slipped out rather quickly after the cake tasting.
Oh, sorry about that. I just wanted to change before dinner.
So, we're just gonna pretend?
Pretend?
Pretend we never met.
Well, we actually didn't, technically.
Come on, number four.
Oh, shh, don't call me this.
Look, I'm sorry I didn't show up at the tree lighting. I should explain.
No, you really shouldn't.
No, I owe you an explanation.
Beau, everything happened exactly as it should have. You standing me up that night was the best gift you could have ever given me. If things had been different, I never would have met my husband or had Liam.
Okay, you're right. I'm still sorry.
No apology necessary. But can we keep this between us? I never told Liam that the night I met his dad, I had spent a romantic day with someone else. I don't want to tarnish his memory of that story. Yeah, you heard how we talked about it today.
There you two are.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, I know we said we'd do dinner tonight, but I think it's cool if we actually did breakfast tomorrow morning instead. A bunch of the wedding party just arrived, and I wanted to head into town, do some last-minute Christmas shopping.
Yeah,
that's fine, sweetie.
Actually, why don't you two join us?
No, we have a lot of planning to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have some Christmas wrapping to do, and I'm going to get some dinner to my room.
Really? You sure, Mom?
Yeah, have a good time. I'll see you both tomorrow.
Okay, have a good night. Well, then why you both?
No, you know, I really need to track down my editor. You have fun, though.
All right, have a good night.
Bo sits down. He stares pensively. In the daytime, people walk up to the lodge. Joan decorates a Christmas tree inside. Bo walks in with another tree.
I assume you want the tree over there.
Oh, I was actually thinking over there.
Really?
Yeah. You don't think so?
Well, no, you know, it's just, you know, I'm a photographer. I kind of have an eye for these things. You want it on the right?
Well, that's where the Christmas roses and the holly are going. So I'm a florist. I kind of have an eye for these things, too.
Katie walks in with her mouth open.
Wow, this looks incredible. The tree's going to look perfect right there in the middle. Are you guys coming for breakfast? Santa's going to be there.
Yeah, sounds great. We'll be right there.
Okay.
She walks away.
Joan, can we talk about this?
I guess Katie settled where the tree's going to go.
Look, I completely respect that you don't want Liam and Katie to know about our past. But after seeing you all these years later, I want to explain what happened with the tree lighting.
The tree lighting that means so much to Liam. He custom made a model of it to go on his wedding cake.
Yes, and I don't want to take away from any of that.
And I appreciate that, because this isn't just about you and me. It's Liam's memory of his dad. And I don't mean to be insensitive, but can we just try to put that day behind us? You're a great guy, but look at who we've become. We couldn't be more different.
So you think fate knew what it was doing? Ending our story at that Ferris wheel?
Yeah, it did.
Okay. So then why do you think it brought us back together now?
Joan looks at him. A girl sits on Santa's lap. Joan, Bo, Katie, and Liam sit at a table with mugs.
So, how's your list going?
Fine.
Fine. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we still have 3 days till Christmas Eve, and the room already looks incredible.
Bo smiles and looks down. Joan smiles and glances at Katie. Katie and Liam's eyes dart back and forth.
So, when are you guys moving to New York?
Oh, actually, Uncle Bo, we're not.
You're not?
Yeah. Thanks for your advice, Mom, but I turned down the job offers this morning. New York just wasn't the right fit.
Oh, well, you don't have any other offers at the moment, do you?
No, but he has a lot of prospects here in Colorado.
In the meantime, Katie's been absolutely killing it with her job at Dr. Perkins.
Yeah, and that's great. I have no doubt that you're going to be an incredible bet one day. But, Liam, you know, you stayed home and commuted during college to save money, and I just always thought that you wanted to go someplace new after graduation, you know? Someplace where you could spread your wings and live out your dreams.
Yeah, well, who says you have to leave your roots to do that?
Doesn't that seem, a bit risky to turn down two jobs right before you get married?
Yeah, I mean, I get how it can seem like that, but I've got a feeling everything's going to work out exactly as it should.
Katie smiles.
Something wrong, Bo?
No, I don't know. It doesn't seem like the most responsible move to me.
Well, actually,
responsible. Liam is incredibly responsible, Bo. I never question that. And when Liam says he's going to do something, he follows through.
Okay, Mom.
Liam, that's a reminder. We should get going.
Okay. I got to work on my vows.
And I need to finalize the dinner seating. I might need some help with the layout later, so play nice, you two.
She and Liam get up and walk away. Joan and Bo stay seated.
When he says he's going to do something, he follows through. Was that just about Liam?
I was simply stating the facts. I'm sorry, but you were being rude.
How was I being rude?
You were judging my son.
Oh, it seems to me I was just being protective of my niece.
Finding the right job takes time. Weren't you just saying yesterday how happy you are that you followed your professional dreams?
Sure, but everything changes when you bring someone else into the mix.
So you're saying that you can't follow your dreams and allow yourself to be close to someone?
That's the only way that's worked for me.
Joe nods.
You know, why don't we split up the list today and work separately? Yeah.
Fine. I do better working solo.
So you keep saying.
Fine.
They get up and walk in separate directions. A small bonfire burns outside the entrance to the Christmas fair.
Alright, so does that cover seating for everyone?
Don't think we figured out Dr. Perkins.
Oh, your boss. I could have sworn I wrote him down here.
He's single. I don't want him to feel like he was thrown at a random table, you know?
No, of course.
Maybe we should get Joan's advice.
We kind of split up the work today.
Really?
Yeah. It's easier that way.
About this morning. You should know the New York decision was mutual.
Well, I thought Liam turned down those jobs because it didn't feel like a good fit for him.
Yeah, that was part of it, but that's what's so special about Liam. When he says good fit, he isn't just talking about himself. He's factored in what's best for both of us.
So you don't want to go to New York?
New York's great, but I love my life here and my job. And the main reason we wanted to stay is we don't have family in New York. I don't want my future children to be far from family, where they see relatives only once or twice a year.
Bo stops and stares pensively. Katie stops and looks at him.
I'm really sorry that I wasn't around more when you were growing up.
Okay. I don't judge you, Uncle Bo, for being busy. I guess I just didn't understand at the time why my favorite uncle always seemed to be in such a rush to get away. But the important thing is that you're here now.
There's nowhere I'd rather be.
Katie smiles. They hug.
I'm really sorry about breakfast.
Your heart was in the right place. I know Liam will get a job soon. He's the best.
So are you. You two have the right priorities.
Katie takes out her phone.
You know, I can't believe I'm saying this, but you think we should?
Sign, snowman building competition.
Well, I'd love to, but that's my maid of honor. I've got so much prep left to do at the end, but you should.
I don't think they're going to let me be a one-man team.
Actually, I think I know the perfect person to take my place.
Who?
Hey, Joan.
Oh, hi, Katie. Well?
Hey.
Is there any way you could take my place at the snowman building competition?
My snowman building days are over.
You know, I thought mine were too, but, I think we should go for it.
What do you say? Are you two partners?
Joan and Bo look at each other.
We are.
Great. Good luck.
Katie walks away.
Shall we?
Okay.
Teams build snowmen.
Good, I'll get sticks.
Okay. People rush to gather materials. Bo grabs sticks. They stick them in their snowman as arms.
Alright, we need a nose. We need a nose.
Yeah, the nose!
Joan grabs a pointed stick for the nose.
Check it out! Yeah!
I'm gonna get a hat!
Cool snowman!
They put a hat on their snowman.
Yeah. Good, good, good!
They high-five each other.
Yeah, I like it. It's too bad they don't have snowman making in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah? You think we'd make the team?
Make the team? Come on, we would win the gold. Hey, look, I owe you an apology this morning. I shouldn't have drawn such quick conclusions about Liam. He's a great kid. And you're right, I have nothing to worry about. Sorry for my rudeness.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And listen, I'm sorry if I've been a little strange. It's just... been a lot to process being here and seeing you again.
Nah, don't worry about it. And as long as we're making peace left and right, I wonder if maybe you'll consider bringing me back as your co-wedding coordinator. I realize you don't need me, but I'm definitely more effective when I'm working with you.
This doesn't sound like something Bo Sullivan would say.
Yeah, well, Bo Sullivan never had to finalize seating for a wedding. I have no idea what to do with Dr. Perkins.
I bet.
One and only.
Oh, table 8 with my cousin Kelsey.
Yeah?
Yeah. She runs a pet grooming company and she happens to be single, so at the very least, they'll talk shop and maybe they'll be sparks, too.
I love it.
People walk through a festive lounge in the lodge.
Okay, so, florist, wedding coordinator, and now a matchmaker.
Nice.
I'm impressed. You know what? I think I'm going to head into town later, maybe get a bite to eat.
Oh, yeah?
You're, welcome to join.
Oh, just the two of us?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sorry, Bo, but I'm happy to work together.
Okay, so it'd be partly a working dinner. We could eat at the restaurant owned by the caterer.
Oh, the Home Tavern. I'm doing the rehearsal dinner there.
All the more reason for us to taste test the cuisine. You like how thorough I'm being with our wedding responsibilities?
I appreciate your going above and beyond, but I don't want to complicate things.
Okay, no problem. No worries. So what's next on the list?
All the wreaths that we brought in yesterday.
How could I forget?
Thought we could spruce them up a bit. And I put the wedding party to work. I had them take them all down to the snowflake room. And I thought we could have a wreath-making party.
The snowflake room? I thought our friend the concierge said that was off-limits. How'd you swing that?
Sometimes people just need an invitation to open themselves up to some Christmas miracles.
Joan, could I get going on this thing? I saw the decorations laid out on the table. I absolutely love wreath making.
Aw, thank you, Charlie, for opening up the snowflake room.
Always happy to help.
The concierge grins.
Who knew?
Shall we?
Actually, I'll be right with you. I just have to make stop first.
He walks away. People decorate wreaths in the snowflake room. Joan walks in.
Wow, how's everyone doing?
Oh, I'm so excited.
I haven't decorated a wreath in years.
Liam's not here yet?
I think he's still working on his vows. He probably just lost track of time.
Mrs. Stinson, I haven't really done anything like this since middle school art class. Back then, my teacher thought my painting of Santa looked more like the Kool-Aid Man.
I have faith in you, Tommy. And just remember, there's no one right way to do this.
How's this, Joan?
Wow, incredible. Well, this obviously isn't your first time.
Actually, it is. I've scheduled these kind of events for years, but this is the first time that anyone has ever invited me to participate.
Would you mind covering for me for a second? I'm just gonna run out and check on our grill.
Absolutely. Don't worry about a thing. Okay, everyone, who needs help with their glue gun?
I do.
Hey, by the way, how are those vows going?
They're going.
Listen, I don't know how helpful I'd be, but if you need some feedback, I could take a look.
Really?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Mom. How's the wreath making going?
You know, everyone's having a good time.
Really? Well, we should probably head in there, huh?
Yeah.
Liam, can we just chat for a second?
Sure.
Yeah, I should probably get a head start on my wreath anyway. I feel like I'm gonna need some extra time.
Bo.
Thanks.
Yeah, man.
Liam hands Bo a piece of paper. Bo walks away. Joan sits down next to Liam.
About this morning.
Mom, it's okay.
No, I was a little thrown, that's all. I meant what I said yesterday. I'm really glad you're trusting your gut.
Thanks, Mom. I had a really great phone interview earlier. My commute would only be 5 minutes.
Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You and Bo had a nice talk?
Yeah. Yeah, he seemed like a nice guy. Apologize for this morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he asked me to dinner as a peace offering, too.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he said no.
Why?
Well, I don't want him to get the wrong idea.
Wrong idea about what? You gotta eat?
He did call it a working dinner. He wanted to try out the food at the restaurant owned by the caterer.
What's wrong with that? Mom, go have fun, all right? I don't want this week to be all work for you. It's Christmas.
No, it's okay, honey. This wedding planning thing's actually really fun. I woke up this morning and practically jumped out of bed.
Well, it's because you're a natural.
Oh, it's sweet of you to say.
I'm not trying to be sweet. It's the truth. Mommy, you do everything for everyone. It's going to be your turn to have a little bit of fun.
Joan smiles. We move through a hexagonal window in the lodge outside. Bo examines a paper from Snowfall Lodge in his room. He sets it down on the table and goes to open the door. Joan stands outside.
Oh, hey.
Hi. If the opportunity is still open, I would love to join for that working dinner tonight.
Well, you know, technically I did say it'd be partly a working dinner.
Right, partly working dinner.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, I already made a reservation for one. I guess I could check with the restaurant.
Yeah, you do that then. Is that your work?
It's part of a new collection I'm working on. It's winter scenes.
He covers a photo on the table.
Started on a shoot in Finland, and then I started pulling all these old photos from over the years. Thought it might be cool if I put them all together.
Winter or Christmas?
A bit of both, I guess.
Yeah, I think we're making progress here. You know, some of these are perfect candidates for ornaments to hang on the tree.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna have time to hang any ornaments.
There's always time for ornaments.
Not when you're taking the photos.
Even then. Oh, speaking of that, I was working on the schedule. Wanted to know how much time you wanted for the posed photos of the wedding party.
You know, I'm not a big fan of traditional posed wedding photos.
I should have seen that one coming.
No, look, it's just unexpected candids are so much better.
Then how do you get the perfect wedding picture?
By catching people in real moments. You can't get more perfect than that. Look, do you recommend using fake flowers to your customers?
No, of course not.
Well, why? Perfect color, they're always in bloom, they'll never wilt.
Yeah, you have a point. I mean, real flowers are more beautiful because of their imperfections.
It's the same with my photos.
I can see that. But I am the mother of the groom, and I do want some posed photos.
Okay. Okay, I guess about half an hour?
Half hour it is.
Okay.
She walks to the door.
Hey, what, how made you change your mind?
Change my mind?
About dinner.
I decided I deserve a little fun.
I'm glad you did.
Joan smiles and leaves the room. Beau picks up the photo he covered, a picture of the young Joan. A horse-drawn carriage waits outside the lodge. Beau covers Joan's eyes.
So shall we take your car or maybe a luxurious florist van instead?
Well, actually, I had something else in mind.
Are you serious?
Yeah, come on. Where's your Christmas spirit?
They walk down the steps to the carriage.
By the way, you look amazing.
Thank you.
They climb into the carriage. They put a blanket on their laps.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Grinch, huh?
Two horses pull the carriage forward. Twinkling Christmas lights line the road as they pass. They walk into a restaurant.
That was really beautiful. Thank you. Is that how you always try to apologize?
No. Actually, I don't have that much practice.
They sit down at a table. A waiter pushes Joan's chair in for her.
Okay, I gotta ask. You never settled down?
Oh, jumping right in. No, I did not. Just never got around to it.
Interesting. Suspicious, but interesting.
What about you? Have you dated much since Morgan passed away?
Oh, I had a relationship, but it didn't work out.
I suppose it is.
You know, the idea of introducing a new man into Liam's life when I wasn't sure if it would work out just didn't feel right. He was a nice guy, but he wanted more than I could give at that time.
Yeah, I get that.
And I was given one great true love, and I've accepted that. All right, I went. What about you?
Well, I did have one serious girlfriend. That's about it.
That's about it? Come on, you gotta give me more than that.
There's not more to give. We just weren't a match.
What, did she like Christmas too much, or what?
Exactly. How'd you guess? She just, she wanted more than I was able to give at the time.
Fair enough.
They toast with their wine glasses. They both take a sip.
So, how come you don't usually spend Christmas with family? Interesting.
How'd you know that?
Just a hunch.
Well, my brother, he lives a life that's so different from mine. You know, a great wife, amazing daughter, roots in a small town. As I got older, it...
You saw the appeal?
It's just a lot easier to forget what you're missing when it's out of sight. I started avoiding going home. Focused more on what I'd set out to do instead. And then, you know, 1 year becomes five, and so on.
And yet, here you are.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm switching things up. I highly recommend it, by the way.
Switching things up?
Yeah. I mean, you were clearly born to plan weddings. Katie told me you were going to start your own business, so why not take the leap?
Oh, it's not really the right time. Yeah, Liam and Katie are staying here now, and I just want to be around to help them if they need it.
Mm-hmm. And?
And?
Come on, you don't think there's some fear in there, too?
Why would you say that?
Because it's scary to take a jump.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, well, come on, isn't that what you admire about what Liam's doing? He's following his heart, even though everything's not fully lined up yet.
Yeah, change is hard.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Spontaneity does not come as easily these days.
You mean the spontaneity like spending the whole day with a total stranger when you're 18?
Precisely.
Well, you said that in your life there are no 2 days the same.
Yeah, and you know what? After a while, even that becomes predictable. You know, maybe we need to get back in touch with our spontaneity. Back in touch with who we were as those 18-year-olds. Care to dance?
There's no one on the dance floor yet.
Come on, number four.
He stands up.
Let's be number one.
He holds out his hand to Joan.
Okay.
She takes his hand and stands up. They start to slow dance. They look each other in the eyes.
You're every bit as beautiful as you were the day we met.
I have a very extensive skincare routine.
No, it's not bad. It's just you.
They continue to dance.
You know, I always wondered about you.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you've had enough Christmas yet, but I have an idea.
At the Christmas fair, they look up at the Ferris wheel.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I just haven't been on one of these in a long time.
The Joan I knew wasn't afraid of heights.
The beau I knew was.
Yeah, you helped me get over it. Ah, there she is. Fearless girl with the perfect smile. Come on.
They get on.
Guess spontaneity suits me.
It definitely does.
The Ferris wheel begins to turn. They exit the ride.
So, I should tell you, I never stopped wondering what happened to you either.
You should know, I really wanted to be there that night. I don't know if you remember.
Did you get that?
It's my editor.
Oh, wait, were you trying to reach him?
It's fine. Look, anyway, so what happened was...
Go ahead, it might be important.
You know, let me just text him really quickly so he leaves me alone.
Okay.
Bo takes out his phone and texts. Joan watches a couple walk past with a stroller. She has a flashback to pushing Liam in a stroller as a toddler.
Hey, Liam?
Liam.
Do you want to know how I met your mom?
We met by the tree at the Snowfall Lodge. That's where we fell in love.
In love? That was the night we met. We didn't even start dating till the fall.
Oh, I knew before you even told me your name. It was love at first sight. I made a wish that night. Right before the tree lit up, to meet you.
You hear that, Liam?
Yeah.
He and Joan look at each other.
I knew right before I met you. You're always going to be the one for me.
And you're the only one for me.
They continue walking. Back in the present.
I'm sorry about that.
No, we should probably get back.
Why? It's still early.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot to do tomorrow and probably should get a good night's sleep. I told Katie that we'd show her the Holly Room in the afternoon, too, so...
Yeah, you're right. We should probably call tonight.
They walk away together. The sun shines over the snowy forest. Joan covers Katie's eyes as she leads her into a room.
Okay, are you ready to see it? I can't wait, I'm so excited.
All right, one, two, three.
She uncovers Katie's eyes.
It's perfect. It's everything I've ever dreamed of.
Oh, Katie, I'm so glad. We're just so lucky. You've been so supportive of us from the very beginning. Oh, I'm just really happy for you both.
A lot of parents would have said we were too young, but you trusted us. That meant so much.
Yeah, well, it's obvious how in love you two are. When your heart knows
Why wait?
Exactly. This idea that love only finds you at a certain age never made sense to me. How can you put a timeline on love?
No, you can't.
Love finds you when it's supposed to.
So? What does the bride think?
I love it. My parents are going to be so impressed when they get in tomorrow.
Good.
You and Joan turned out to be a great team.
Yeah, we really are.
They smile at each other. Liam and Katie sit across from his grandparents in a lounge.
Gramps, we are so happy here.
So are we.
It's been years since we've been to the Snowfall Lodge. The place hasn't changed at all.
Oh, to be here for your wedding on Christmas Eve is so special for us.
Only 2 days away.
I'm so excited.
Mom, oh. Dad, you made it.
Joan hugs her parents.
Hi, I'm Beau. Pleased to meet you, Beau.
Nice to meet you, too.
After you.
They all sit down.
Good evening. May I get you anything to drink?
Oh, yeah, I would love some hot chocolate, please.
Oh, I'll take one, too.
Two hot chocolates?
With three marshmallows apiece, please.
That sounds perfect. Coming right up.
Three marshmallows?
Oh, yeah, well, any more and it's too sweet. Any less and you wish you had more.
Wow, Mom, you're really branching out. She usually doesn't go for marshmallows.
Not since she was a little girl, anyway. Isn't that exactly how you used to order it, Joe?
Yeah, I must have mentioned it to Beau.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I hear the Holly room looks stunning.
Joan, could we sneak a little peek before your hot chocolate arrives?
Sure, Mom.
Joan and her mom stand up and walk away.
Joan, what did I always tell you?
Moms can read minds.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So spill it.
Okay. You're not going to believe this. You may not even remember, but Beau is the same guy who stood me up at the Christmas tree lighting the night I met Morgan.
Number five?
Not so loud. Yes, number five.
Oh, my goodness. And now you're reunited. Oh, it doesn't get much more romantic than that.
No, it's not romantic. He's very nice. It was a long time ago.
Joan, listen.
Beau and I agreed to keep this to ourselves. I need you to promise not to tell anyone.
Fine. But
no, promise me, Mom.
Of course. You have my word. But I'm just saying, when I look at the two of you, there's something in the air.
There's nothing in the air. Completely clear skies.
Snow blows outside at night. An employee sweeps up debris on the floor. Beau and Joan walk in.
Oh, no. What happened here?
Unexpected storm last night. Tree fell on the roof. Now we've got a leak, and we're having trouble with the heat and power in here.
But someone's coming to fix it, though, right?
We've been trying. It's the day before Christmas Eve. The soonest anyone can get out here is the 26th.
The 26th? My niece is getting married tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Charlie's trying to find you guys to break the bad news.
He's got some options for us, right?
Liam and Katie are on their way to the airport to pick up her parents. We've got a couple hours to fix this.
To fix this?
Follow me. I've got an idea.
She walks away. Beau follows her. They walk through the forest.
So, what's your idea?
Actually, it's your idea.
Hmm?
You know how you said you didn't know how an event room could compete with the season's natural beauty?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you were right. We have everything we need right here.
What do you mean?
All right, the ceremony is only 20 minutes long, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, what if we lined heaters over here and over here? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine the altar right there. Flowers all around and chairs here with blankets draped over them so that the guests can stay cozy. Katie wanted a winter wonderland. Why don't we give her one?
Joan directs people as they gather chairs, flowers, and decorations from inside the lodge. She scoops marshmallows into a jar.
We have warm milk and we have instant hot chocolate.
You guys are going to love it.
Hey, you two. I hope we're not interrupting anything.
Hey. Oh, so good to see you. Oh, my
too.
God, you look great.
Oh, my God. My
man. Good to see you.
We were picking up Mom and Dad when we got your message about the Holly room. I couldn't believe it, but after seeing what you did outside, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, honestly, it was a major upgrade.
I feel terrible about this, but I have a spa appointment in 5 minutes.
Oh, well, every bride needs a pre-wedding pampering. Don't worry, we've got this.
You guys are the best.
Enjoy.
Katie walks away.
Beau, was wondering if you had been able to look at that thing?
Yeah, I did. Listen, I made a few notes, but you did such a great job.
Thanks, man. It means a lot.
So they're in my room. You want to grab them?
You know what? I'll just come by and swing by later, pick them up. Still got two more items on my own checklist. Everyone, see you at the rehearsal dinner. Mom?
Oh, you're good.
Beau pats him on the back.
We were just saying you should go catch up with your brother. It's been so long.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm so glad I can finally help. It was killing us being stuck in Vermont.
Yeah, seriously, thank you both for being here for Katie when we couldn't.
It was truly our pleasure.
It was.
Beau and Joan smile at each other.
So, shall we?
Yeah.
It's good to see you, man. Oh, okay. All right, here, get your purse down here. Come grab one of these.
Beau and his brother walk outside.
So, Nepal.
Yeah, you got to see these Sherpas, man. Yeah. They are unbelievable. These guys, they're carrying like 3 times their weight up the mountain. It's
wow.
Unbelievable.
All right, well, you know, it is so great to hear about how you're doing so well, but now I got to ask. You and Joe.
What's that look?
Oh, you know exactly what that look is.
I do. The look of someone who has no idea what he's talking about.
Oh, okay, maybe I'm wrong, but I could have sworn I saw a spark between you two.
I think maybe that was just your jet lag.
Maybe. You know what? This is so great. I mean, it's so rare that we get to see each other. You know, having you here is a real treat.
Yeah, about that. Listen, I'm sorry. I haven't been around so much. Oh. And I want to try to change that. Hold on a second.
A text from his editor. Your next assignment starts December 26th. Pack warm. You're going to Alaska for 2 months.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's, It's my editor about my next assignment. I actually thought I was going to get some time off, but he says it starts the day after Christmas.
Oh, wow. Well, where this time?
Alaska. I don't want to miss anything. If I go, it's going to be on Christmas Day.
If? Oh, you don't have to feel guilt. Look, we all know what your job entails. And you've already done so much. And whenever you have to leave, we'll all understand.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Excuse me a second.
Beau texts. He wrote, need to talk to you before I can commit. Call you soon.
Cheers.
Cheers.
He sips from a red mug. Christmas lights illuminate a building at night.
You really went above and beyond for those kids. There is no way the original planner could have done anything so special.
Thanks, Beau. Appreciate that.
They set a table.
Can I show you something?
Yeah, of course.
She opens a tablet and shows him a business plan.
Wow. Well, you're going to do it?
I am.
You are going to take the wedding world by storm. I can see it now.
Thanks for encouraging me to take a risk.
Oh, I just gave you a little push.
I'm really excited about this next chapter of my life.
She closes the tablet.
Actually, you've got me thinking about mine, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm starting to think I might be getting tired of traveling all the time. I'm actually thinking about staying right here in the area. And that way I'd be close to Katie and Liam and you.
Wow. What about your photography? How will that fit into the plan?
Okay, so I've been thinking about that. Something you said. I don't have to go to all these far-off places to pursue my passion.
Really?
You know, I mean, there's as many beautiful, candid, day-to-day moments here as there are abroad.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Okay, so in fact, I'm thinking about publishing a new collection of photos.
Of what?
Something that's been missing from my portfolio. Moments between families.
Joe nods.
I love that idea.
I guess I was so focused on the path that I've been on. I forgot to look up and see the beauty that was right in front of me. This week, I looked up.
Well, the truth is, I
kind of like the idea of you being around here more.
Beau smiles.
Good.
Yeah.
Beau!
Liam walks into Beau's room. He shuts the door behind him. He moves towards a piece of paper on the table on top of Beau's photo prints. An attendant enters the room with a stack of towels.
Sorry.
He picks up the piece of paper. Under it is the photo of Joan as a young woman. Liam stares at it. He picks it up. Joan sips on champagne at a reception. Katie walks up to her.
Hi. Aww. This looks amazing.
Thank you. You've outdone yourself, Joan. I'm so glad you and Beau have gotten to know each other. I knew you two would hit it off. It's been really nice. He's a great guy. Oh, it's too bad. This next assignment starts the day after Christmas. His next assignment? Peter said Alaska. I really wish we could have gotten here sooner. We were really hoping to spend more time with him. Yeah, I thought he might be here a bit longer. Did he tell you that? He always has the best of intentions, but the job always pops up. We're used to it, and we love him anyway. As much as we wish otherwise, some people never change.
She takes a sip of champagne.
No, I made up my mind. I'm not taking this job. Look, I gotta run. What? No. No, I'm not saying this is a negotiation tactic. Listen, I'll talk to you later. Hey, Eddie. Merry Christmas.
Joan stands with guests by the banquet table. Liam walks up to them.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Sullivan.
That's Sarah and Peter, Liam.
Right, of course. Do you mind if I talk with my mom for a second?
Oh, yeah, not at all. Sarah, we should go and build our gingerbread house.
Yes, we should.
Yes.
I spotted some candy canes that would make beautiful French doors.
Oh, maybe.
Mom, I gotta ask you something.
Yeah, what is it, honey?
Did you know Beau before this week?
No. I mean, kind of.
Kind of?
Barely. We met once. How did you know?
Doesn't matter. Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't tell you because there was so much else going on this week. It just didn't seem important.
The fact that you knew my fiance's uncle when you guys were younger, it seemed kind of important to me.
It was a million years ago.
How'd you know?
We met here. Same night I met your father.
Wait, what? You guys, like, dated?
Oh, honey, it was never romantic between me and Beau. It was just a silly day many years ago, and it meant nothing, I promise.
Okay. Okay. Well, what about now? You guys have been spending a lot of time together.
As friends, that's it. Listen, I believe that people get one shot at love. And for me, that love was your dad.
Beau walks in and stops.
We had a beautiful life together, and I miss him every day.
I miss him too, Mom.
Joe nods.
There was nothing between me and Beau, and there never will be. Okay?
Okay.
A gingerbread house sits on the table. Beau sits next to Joan.
So, got a call from my editor. He offered me an assignment. Starts day after Christmas in Alaska.
It's fantastic.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Did you know about the offer before you told me you were considering staying?
Yeah.
I think you should take it. Especially if you're already committed to it. I mean, you don't want to tell someone you're going to do something and then go back on your word.
Yeah, no one likes it when someone says one thing but means something else.
Joe nods.
And there he is.
You should answer that.
Beau picks up his phone.
Yeah, it looks like things are wrapping up. I'm going to head out. What time do you want to meet tomorrow?
No, I think everything's already ready, so see you at the wedding.
Beau stands up and walks away.
Hey, Eddie, what's up?
Joan frowns. She shakes her head slightly. A woman walks past the lodge in the daytime with gift bags. Liam hands a white rose to a groomsman. He pins it on Liam's lapel.
Oh, holy night,
Bo's sister-in-law pins a veil in Katie's hair. Bo looks at the photo of young Joan on the table in his room. Joan looks in the mirror. She wears a dark green dress with sequins. Katie appears at the wedding setup with her dad. Everyone turns around and stands up. She walks down the aisle, between trees, through the snow. Liam waits for her at the front and smiles. Katie's dad gives her a kiss on the cheek. Bo takes photos. Katie joins Liam at the front. They take each other's hands. The audience sits down.
Liam and Katie have each prepared their own set of vows. Katie?
Katie and Liam face each other.
Liam, that night of the Christmas party, you were talking to my friends and me, making us laugh, as you always do. And I looked up, and I knew in that moment you were the love of my life. That night you asked me if I believe in Christmas miracles. And as I stand here with you right now, I can say that I most definitely do.
Bo smiles.
Katie. They say that the sign of a good relationship is that both people are getting the better end of the deal. But I can say in my case, with 100% certainty, that I did. She taught me that it's not about where you put down roots, but who you put them down with.
Bo and Joan glance at each other.
I fell in love with you the moment I met you. I can't wait to spend the rest of our lives.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. Liam, you may kiss the bride.
Liam and Katie kiss. Bo takes a photo. Guests in the audience smile. A bridesmaid hands Katie her bouquet. She takes Liam's arm. They walk down the aisle. Bo takes photos of them as they pass. Joan looks at Bo. Liam and Katie slow dance at the reception. Joan and her mom walk up to each other.
Aren't they sweet together?
They really are.
Liam and Katie continue to dance.
Is everything okay?
I was going to ask you the same.
Me? Oh, I'm wonderful. This is one of the best days of my life.
I've noticed you and Bo have barely said a word to each other all day.
Oh, that. Mom, I've already told you there's nothing going on with me and Bo.
Joe, I can tell there is. Why are you holding back? Because of Liam? He would want you to be happy.
Not if he knew the whole truth. Mom, how am I supposed to tell Liam that I did have love at first sight the day I met his dad, not with Morgan, with Bo?
We were just coming to grab you for some photos.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good time for that.
Katie and Liam stand behind Joan. Liam walks away.
Liam.
Bo appears.
Joan.
It's really not a good time for this either.
Joan walks away. Liam looks at a framed photograph on a table decorated with flowers and candles. Joan walks up to him.
Honey, I am so sorry. I love you so much, and I just didn't want to ruin the story you had of your father and me.
It's okay, Mom. I just wish you would have told me the truth. Because there's nothing you could ever tell me that would ruin the love story that you and Dad shared. Overhearing that doesn't change anything for me.
You're right. I should have just told you.
I just want you to be happy. So would Dad.
I do have feelings for Bo. But it was clear that it wasn't meant to be from the start. We were supposed to meet at the tree lighting the night I met your dad. But Bo never showed. And, well, now he's off to his next assignment in Alaska, so fate is intervening once again.
I'm sorry, Mom.
It's okay. Let's celebrate you and Katie.
Did you ever figure out why he didn't show?
No.
It's funny he would hold on to a picture of you for all those years.
He did?
Yeah. I saw it up in his room.
Liam walks away and pats her on the arm. Guests sit at tables at the reception. Katie's dad taps a glass. Bo gives Katie a kiss on the forehead. They go to sit down.
Thank you, everyone, for joining Liam and Katie on this special day. You know, one thing they share is that they both believe in the value of family. So I'd like to thank our family, Joan and Bo, especially for putting together this beautiful wedding. And when we were kids, we spent a Christmas in this town. And on Christmas Eve, I begged my big brother Bo to go and take me to see Santa. Well, he had plans already, probably with a girl. But regardless, he agreed to take me beforehand. Well, when we arrived, I caught a glimpse of Santa, and I got so excited that I let go of Bo's hand and I ran out into the street. Well, next thing I know, we both woke up in the hospital. A car had been coming right at me, and Bo, he just ran out in the street and he saved my life. Bo, if you hadn't been there for me, I wouldn't have gotten the chance to walk my daughter down the aisle today. So thank you for making today possible. And Liam, Katie, may every day together just be better than the last. Anyways, cheers. Cheers.
Guest toast.
Hey, everyone. Grab your ornaments. We're all going to head down to the tree lighting soon.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Joan sets down her wine glass. Guests stand up. Joan stands up. She hugs Katie and Liam. Bo takes a photo of them from the corner.
Get in here.
Yeah, do it. Congratulations.
This has been the best day of my life. Thank you, Joan.
So, Mom, got your ornament?
You know, in the midst of everything, I forgot to make one. But I will find one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen Bo?
I did.
They look around the room.
I'll meet you outside.
Joan!
The concierge comes up to her.
I have already had 3 inquiries from guests staying here. We would love to have you coordinate some more weddings here at Snowfall Lodge.
I would love that.
The concierge smiles.
Now don't be late for the tree lighting.
Thank you.
Joan walks away. People gather around the tree outside. Joan walks over to the tree. She and her mom touch hands. Katie's parents smile at her as they pass by. She stands in front of the tree where the house ornament hangs.
Hi there.
She turns around.
You're here. I couldn't find you anywhere. I thought you left.
I would never have left without saying goodbye to you.
Well,
About what your brother said, I had no idea.
I turned down the assignment.
You're not going to Alaska?
No. I'm going to try something risky and stick around Colorado.
Joan smiles.
You know, I spent months in that hospital. When I finally got out, I started going through life not wanting to waste a single moment. Didn't leave me time for love. Or, I don't know, maybe I didn't make time.
What about now?
No, I don't want to waste another moment without you.
They lean in towards each other.
Last call to hang ornaments on the tree. Time to make those wishes.
I got a chance to make an ornament.
That way, I'm just now in the atmosphere.
He hands her an ornament with the photo he took of her, Liam, and Katie together.
It's the perfect wedding picture I wanted. Thank you. Did you make an ornament?
Yeah.
He holds up an ornament with a photo of her as a young woman.
Can't believe you still have this after all these years. I can't believe you made an ornament.
I made two, actually. Seems like proof of Christmas miracles.
You think so?
Just made a pretty hefty wish.
They face each other.
Think it'll come true?
Guess we'll just have to wait and see.
You know, it's Christmas tomorrow.
I already have everything I want.
They kiss. The tree lights up. Lean back. More Christmas lights are revealed in the distance. The crowd around them applauds.